Everybody, welcome to the Sports in the Mitten podcast. I'm your host, Adam Biggers, Michigan State beat writer for FanRag Sports. Going to give away a half steak or chicken sandwich at Mr. Spots during the show. So if you're watching the live stream right now and you'll be in Ann Arbor on game day or sometime this weekend, I'm going to hook you up with a free sandwich from Mr. Spots, 808 State Street in Ann Arbor. While we're at it, real quick, the plugs, you know, at Mitten Sports MI for the podcast. Search Sports in the Mitten on Facebook. You can find it on iTunes and Google Play as well. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at AdamBiggers81 and follow FanRag Sports at FanRag_U. Now, for those watching the show, you can see I have my mock gear on today. I want to wish a very, very happy birthday to Coach Sean. Can't even say his name right. Coach Sean Brown. My best friend. He's been like a big brother to me for about 10 years, and I can't think of a better guy than Sean, and very happy for him, celebrating his birthday tonight with his wife Lainey, his son Colin, and it's just gonna be fun. Sean is one of the reasons why I have so much stuff in here. If you can't tell, I look around and either it was a gift or very, very cheap from Brownie. So again, happy birthday to Sean Brown. Yeah, baby. That's what he always says. Yeah, baby. All right, so we'll field some questions today, guys. I want to talk about stock rise, the stock watch of Michigan players. I think now is the time to start kind of paying attention to who's going to do what. We've seen a couple games. Again, not a huge sample size, but I do believe that it's warranted of at least taking a look. So if you guys have any questions, I'll get in the live chat right now. And we will start the show, pretty much. And while I'm doing this, I want to remind everybody, I just posted a column on FanRag Sports. It's basically going to be what we talked about right now, or what I talk about. Stockwatch. Okay, sneaking in a live stream on a Friday. Nice, Muhammad Malik. Yeah, I try to do them Friday mornings if I can. I didn't have time today, so I at least want to do something before game day, like, you know, we'll do Monday, we'll do Wednesday, do something Friday, that kind of thing. What's going on, Adam? I'm in today. Hey, Mike Zabrowski. When will Higdon get more carries? Ryan Fields wants to know. I'll start with that right now. When Ty Isaac cools off. John Data wants to know, do I own any Michigan stuff? Like Michigan Wolverines? No. I have like a little helmet set. It's actually behind this camera. You can't see it, but I have the Michigan football helmet. I have a Big Ten set, but no, I don't have any Michigan stuff. You guys won't see any Michigan banners or Go Blue or anything like that from me. I tell you what I see from a football team. I don't want to break you guys' heart, but I am not a Michigan fan. So, and there goes all the viewers. Phew, everybody's getting out. That doesn't make a difference though, does it? I feel like I look at it as players, teams, coaching. I don't see, there's no fan emotion or anything like that involved. So, John Data. If Michigan gave me some stuff, I mean, I'd at least display it. I'd probably wear it as part of the whole thing. I mean, I wouldn't wear it, but I'd display it. I wouldn't mind a Michigan helmet. Michigan helmets are cool, I'll say that. Justin Green says, yeah, I'm out. Peace. Oh, Justin, you're a loyal viewer and a listener. Wes Weber, who am I a fan of? Why does that matter? MIC Brooke says, fair to me. Fandom shouldn't matter, guys. John Data said, I'll send you something. All right, John, if you send it to me, I'll display it. Because I do have Red Wings, I have Tigers, I have Pistons. Don't you guys think it's against your better interest I understand that there are people in the media who are fans, and that's fine. But for me, wouldn't you rather just have somebody who's not going to rah-rah you to death and be honest and fair about your team? I think I do that. Wes Weber says, I fit in then. Slackers, that's who he's a fan of, says Justin Green. Mike Zabrowski, I actually value more of a non-biased opinion. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. I will say this. I mean, I think you guys know I have a lot of respect for the Michigan football program, a lot of respect for the staff members and Coach Jim Harbaugh. If you're a sports fan, I'm a sports fan. I'm a fan of good coaching, good players, and good stories. So from that aspect, yes, I'll say I'm a Michigan fan that way. because Michigan's a great program to cover, and you're never short on story ideas. So, how can you kind of love Michigan fan or not? What do you mean by that, Justin? Is this turning into who is Adam a fan of show now? This is a I want to talk about Michigan Wolverines football, guys. I want to talk about the players to watch against Air Force. Who I like means nothing. How do you see our passing game playing out? Thank you, Mike. I think this is a big game for Wilton Spate. It could be potentially a stat stuffer for him. I know that we've, at least in my mind, I think of Air Force as all offense. You know, all we could talk about is the triple option and the read, zone reads, and all that stuff. And that's what makes Air Force Falcons football work. But at the same time, I mean, I'm not sure that this isn't a defense that Wilton Spate might have a field day against. I don't anticipate a high score. I'll say that just because we've mentioned this a couple times. This could be kind of a funky game. So I think it's 28-13 Michigan. I don't think Air Force gets two touchdowns, you know, a touchdown and a couple field goals. Justin Green, I feel like this week we should see Wilton step up. I agree, Justin. I think this is a huge week for Wilton Spate. I think this is a huge week for Ty Isaac. I think it's a huge week. Khalik Hudson, I think, is going to be the linchpin of the defense. Only because with the uncertainty, and I wrote this in the column too, only because of the uncertainty of the way the triple option offense, how do you defend that? You need a guy who can be basically everywhere at once. And Khalik is that guy. He can line up on the line of scrimmage, near the line of scrimmage, line up as a linebacker, line up as in the safety or defensive back position. There's really no bounds for Khalik Hudson. So I think that that's going to be very important for the Wolverines this weekend. Do we get another defensive touchdown this week, MIC Brook? Or is it Book now? Did you change it? It's MIC Book now. What? Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's impossible. I do think this is probably going to be more of an offensive game. I mean, the defense will you know, do its thing as usual, but let's go with that. We'll say, who's getting the pick six then, MIC? Is it LeVert? Tyree Kinnell again? And that's another guy to watch. I mean, how do you follow up being Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week? It's been the same. Maybe I was reading it wrong the whole time. Why don't you correct me? I've been saying MIC Brook for like 3, 4 weeks now. MIC Book. Pick six by Bush, says Four Masterfuls. Somebody, I mean, you guys who watch this podcast all the time, the people who are commenting, you guys who read my stuff, you know where I stand on Michigan's defense. And there's, again, if there was something to buy into early about Wolverines football, it's the defense. Because I don't see anything really changing. It's a continuation. Mike Sabrowski says, let me read this right. I still feel people need to calm down. So many fan bases would kill to have our so-called issues 2-0 in the top 10, young and hungry and only getting better. I know, isn't that odd, Mike? Michigan's a top 10 team, number 7 in the nation. It has one of the best defenses in the country. Quarterback right now, even despite the rough game against Florida, he's at 51.9%, almost 52%. And people don't want it. Four Masterfuls. My score is 28-13. Wes Weber is one. I say 28 because I mean, and maybe it's more. I feel like I overshot a little bit with a Cincinnati prediction. I said 56-6. Maybe it was a little bit cocky. I thought that that was a game where, okay, we'll see, some big offensive numbers. It looked like it was going to get that way. And then we saw the muffed fielding attempt by Donovan Peoples-Jones on that punt. And things just kind of went downhill from there, I think. Justin Green, 108 to nothing. Michigan. Four Masterfuls. I think low scoring because time of possession. Yeah, I do too. Because, I mean, Air Force is going to run the ball 50 times, guys. Depending on how many possessions it gets. I mean, if this is just a game where Michigan completely dominates, but I don't see that happening. I think this is going to be a game Air Force runs the ball 50 plus times. I got LeVert Hill. He will step up this week. I feel his confidence rising after last week. MIC Book says he's a guy too. I did not include LeVert Hill in the stock watch. I centered on Rashawn Gary, because he's only got a half a sack, and I know that you guys out there are freaking out because he doesn't have the stats. Wes and I have talked about this several times. But his presence, if there's a statistic for presence, Rashawn Gary's got to be up there. So stat-wise, this will be a big game for Rashawn because you do want to see the production out of him. You know that he's capable of it. So David Long, you haven't heard about him, and that's good. I haven't heard anything. What do you mean, heard anything? I mean, I've heard good things about David Long. You guys are going to try to bait me into saying something. I don't contribute to rumor at all. Four Masterful says, this must be a zero turnover game for us, Michigan. I agree. And last week, who didn't throw an interception? Wilton Spate. I think Wilton's one of those guys sometimes where he's got to make that early mistake. He's got to have that. I mean, again, last year, his first pass of the year, wasn't it? Damian Parker from Hawaii picked him off. I feel like Wilton's that guy, okay, get it out of the way and then kind of go smoothly. That's the way I look at him. Justin Green, I mean, if you hear about the secondary, they did something wrong in game. Oh, okay. I don't really see a lot of, I think, I mean, LaVert Hill's had his moments where he wasn't even looking at the ball. I'm trying to think of who else. I'm trying to pinpoint some mistakes. They're young, they're going to make mistakes, and again, they'll be kind of obvious when they're in the secondary because it's one-on-one coverage. You're not masked by, you know, linemen and linebackers where you can't, you know, you might not be able to see that mistake jump out. If you're a cornerback and you make a mistake, everybody's going to see that. So I think so far Michigan's secondary, it is a work in progress. But again, Josh Metellus, Tyree Kennell, those guys have done a pretty good job. The rotation at corner for Michigan with David Long, LaVert Hill as the starters, Brandon Watson coming in. I don't know if we'll see Ben St. Juste. Maybe. I think at some point, he's got to get some playing time. They talked pretty highly of him. Four Masterfuls. He didn't throw a pick, but he did turn over the ball twice, I believe. Yeah, and that fumble, yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, but if we want to center on interception, big mistake, that's a big mistake. Jim Harbaugh said that Wilton, with the handoff, sometimes he wants to just use one hand. He said he's got to go belt to belt, use two hands. Mike Zabrowski says he's not a Heisman candidate, but he's no slouch by any means. If not putting up Heisman numbers, we'll continue to get criticized, especially on a top team. And is that fair or not? Is what I look at. Because, I mean, somebody rattle off, name of five Alabama quarterbacks within the past 15 years. Exactly. And what has Alabama done? Ra 82. Hey, is Kareem Walker transferring? LOL. No, he's not. He's injured, guys. What happened to Donovan Jeter? Top Videos wants to know. I don't know exactly, but he's out for the year. Jim Harbaugh said that. I don't know exactly the surgery. And if you guys want a quick injury update, which I can confirm, Harbaugh said this Monday. Oliver Martin, upper extremities, so it's arm, fingers, something between your shoulder and the tip of your fingers. I don't know what side. Kareem Walker, knee injury, right knee. Not exact. I've heard a couple things, but it still can't confirm this, you know, the specific injury. But it's definitely right knee injury. And let me see. Grant Newsom might be back for bowl practice, which is pretty cool for Grant. If you know his story, I mentioned this the other day. I never thought he'd play football. I didn't. So, do you think Isaac will be the every down back? John Dotto wants to know. I mean, he had, what, 20 carries against Cincinnati? I think Ty, and go back to the, you know, the meritocracy thing that Jim Harbaugh referenced. And when I talk about hot hand, I mean, it's not because Chris Evans is doing something wrong or because Karan Higdon's doing something wrong. It's because Ty Isaac's doing everything right. So why would you want to take away from that guy when he's riding such a hot streak right now? I have to believe that that's the logic behind it. Will he be the every down back? I mean, I don't know. I thought Chris was going to be the number one back. Harbaugh said in camp that the pecking order was Chris, Karan, Ty Isaac, then Kareem. I think we've seen that completely flip now, right? It's Ty, Karan, Chris, in terms of if you want to just go by production. Alright, A2, just kidding, man. Trolling the trolls. Yeah, absolutely. If you guys want to troll the trolls, I'm cool with that. They deserve to be trolled a little bit. Justin Green said, Coker. I'll say Greg McElroy, Alabama. Don't count Chris out. Teams are on him hard. Yeah, and that's a great point, Justin. Again, it's not because Chris Evans isn't necessarily doing things right. It's because Ty Isaac is, or wrong. It's because Ty Isaac's doing everything right now. I can't think of a single play where Evans has gotten into open space this year, says Wes Weber. It's coming. I mean, they lined him up in the slot, didn't they, against Florida? I mean, you could see that the plan's there. I mean, there's gonna be Chris will get some catches out of the backfield. Jalen Hurts, this is Mike Sabrowski says, Jalen Hurts is getting criticized as we speak. LOL, it's insane. Right, and it's Alabama, number one team in the country. That's what I say. I mean, yeah, I understand the need or the want to see like a superstar quarterback. I think Wilton can be a superstar quarterback. I do. He's not having superstar numbers right now, but that 9-0 start last year, guys, come on. I mean, that's what I'm saying. He 6 points away from being 14-0 as a starter, and yet this kid can't catch a break. It's ridiculous. Wes Weber, you think it's normal for them to have burned Omari Samuel's red shirt? Surprise me. And I'll speculate, that tells me that maybe Kareem Walker's injury is long term. I'll say that. And they want a fourth running back. Because I think initially the plan was to go four running backs deep. So I'll say that. Four Masterful says something no one said is Coker at Bama wasn't any more impressive than Wilton. They had the same formula that this team could play and mirror. Great defense, nice run game, play action. Four Masterfuls with the comment of the day. Tom Brady got booed at Michigan begging for Henson. Look how well that worked, Mike Sabrowski said. My whole stance on Wilton Spate, and I repeat this every time, is he's the guy. Jim Harbaugh said he's the guy. Jim Harbaugh is not going to change. The stats are there, and I think any criticisms are just fans being antsy. You have a 2-0 team with a defense. Don't count the pick sixes against Florida with a defense that's given up like 10 points per game right now. I know it's through two games. National championships aren't won in week two, people. Come on. Mike Sabrowski, I keep reiterating this just for you. Yeah, absolutely, Mike. I know. I think a lot of us can agree that like, it's a little bit overboard. And I do think that there are people in the media who trump it up and want to stir the pot and suggest that there is some kind of, is there a quarter, there is no quarterback race, guys. Why is Michigan making it look like we're playing Alabama this week? Air Force isn't good, top video. I think that Jim Harbaugh's got a lot of respect for the military. This is a big game. I think it's a big thing for him to host a service academy. Four Masterfuls, I got a comment of the day. Award me one of your jerseys up there. No chance. No chance. But this is probably my favorite one, the Jim Abbott Angels. And you can hear my dog barking outside. You have to get comment of the year, Four Masterfuls. And, well, I'm still not going to give away any of my stuff, so I'm sorry. There will be a huge race this offseason. Milton Peters and McCaffrey, Justin Green. So, yeah, I think, I mean, there will be a legitimate race after this season. I agree. Mike Sabrowski asks, how about Chase Winovich? Thought he's tearing it up, switching gears. Exactly. We've talked about this before. You know, when you're next to big names, Rashawn Gary, you know, somebody everybody's talked about, Mo Hurst being looked at as one of the best defensive linemen in that in the upcoming NFL draft class, best D lineman in college football right now. Brian Monet is pretty solid. We haven't seen, you know, Brian's still, I think, trying to find some consistency, but nothing that I can point out, you know, really impressive or unimpressive. He's just been solid there. But Chase Winovich, you know, when, again, you're Chase Winovich, you've switched like three positions, linebacker, tight end, and now a defensive end. And you play with Rashawn Gary and you play with Mo Hurst and you're Chase Winovich. But Chase is now, people are like, okay, hey, that's Chase Winovich now. I think he is making a name. If does this make sense to anybody? Spate is only a redshirt junior. I know, Ra. But he's gone after he has a big year this year. I think he's gone, man. Who is the honorary captain this week? Top Videos wants to know. I don't know that. Justin Green, I mean Rashawn makes it easier for everyone. Of course, yeah. Is Spate top quarterback in the Big Ten considering how average the Big Ten quarterback play has been, says John Data. I mean, he was last year. I feel like it's a little bit early. I mean, okay, if I have to say right now, no, he's not playing like a top quarterback in the Big Ten. It's been a slow start. But I mean, last year he was third. He was second in completion percentage. He was third in quarterback rating, threw the third fewest interceptions. 9-3 as a starter, excluding that Indiana game because John O'Korn started that. Wilton didn't play in that. And again, 6 points away from being 14-0 as a starter. So, I mean, on paper, yes, Wilton Spate is one of the top quarterbacks in the Big Ten. Performance-wise, through two games, these first two games, no. Bush is going to make a run at that top linebacker in the Big Ten or even in the country, Mike Sabrowski says. I agree. I think Wilton, or I think Devin's going to be a monster. I love the way Devin Bush plays. He is, and I mentioned this before too. If look at Michigan's linebacker, look at the way that kind of recruiting, look at Don Brown's philosophies. I mean, we're seeing a change in the linebackers, I think, and bigger, faster, stronger, more power. And again, I mentioned, like Charles Thomas, 2019 commit. Charles Thomas is the real deal out of IMG. I think he fits that mold. I mean, Devin Gill, super athletic. Jordan Anthony, Drew Singleton, those guys are going to factor in too. Michigan is recruiting well at linebacker. And Devin Bush is going to be one of those guys who sets the bar for Harbaugh linebackers, for sure. Justin Green says his dad was a monster too. Yes. I like Coach Bush. I spent some time talking with him at a youth camp when I wrote the story on the Florida guys. Josh Uche, Devin Gill, Devin Bush, and Josh Metellus. And I had the opportunity, I sat and talked with Coach Bush probably 10 minutes. Saw him outside one day at availability. He said hello to me. Real nice guy. And like I said, guys, going back and when you're asking me like who am I a fan of, that kind of stuff, it's to me it's about having good relationships and understanding the players and the coaches and stuff. It's not there to cheerlead. It's there to, if you have to be critical, but really if you meet these Michigan coaches and you spend a little bit of time and you see how they are away, in the cameras and stuff, you understand what they're building there. I mean, I think I picked up a pretty good sense of that within the past, since Harbaugh's got there in 2015. So the past 2+ seasons, I think that they've done a really good job of establishing that. So yeah, Coach Devin Bush, monster at Florida State, and he's a excellent coach. Mike Zabrowski says, you didn't say it was going to be short show today. So since there's short ones, an hour, are we looking at 2 hours today? What are we going on? I know I'm going on 23 minutes. You guys got me singing the praises of Coach Devin Bush. What's up, brother? Hey, Shane, how's it going, man? Four Masterfuls. All not our. What is. Four Masterfuls. We need to keep recruiting that Flanagan school. Bush, Metellus, and Gill have been good. Yes, they have been. We haven't even seen really, a whole lot from Devin Gill yet because he's Mike McCray's backup. We will, I think. Josh Uche. I like Josh Uche too. Josh Uche, Josh Metellus, all those guys. Like I said, I had the opportunity to sit down with them and it's real casual talk. You could tell with these kids, and I say kids and young men, whatever. You could tell with these guys. You just know that they have that competitive edge. I think if you're around people who play sports or if you've played sports or pay attention to sports, I think after a little bit, you get pretty good at identifying personality. You get pretty good at saying, okay, yeah, you can tell when guys are serious, I guess, about it. And these kids are serious. Devin, both Devins, Josh. Do you think Newsom slips back into left tackle next year? I say yes, says Four Masterfuls. Yeah, if he's healthy, I feel like he'd be the best option. Ideal. I mean, Grant was a pretty good left tackle. Shane, I'm sorry, Shane Majewski says, I'm a little late, but I think the small linebacker talk is not a concern. Some of the best SEC defensive safety type of guys playing linebacker, we're going to be just fine. Thoughts? Yeah, I mean, Jabril was a Viper, right? I mean, it's kind of a linebacker and the size conversation. I don't think that the size thing really matters that much, but I do think there is a little bit of an advantage. If you do have a little bit bigger, right? I mean, I feel like that's just kind of a no-brainer. But they recruit the type of athlete, the ability is, I think, what was more important to focus on. I mean, would you look at Devin Bush any differently if he was 2 inches taller and 20 pounds heavier? I wouldn't. I'd be saying the same thing about him. It's about how they play, not how big they are. Four Masterfuls, Newsom, Bredesen, Ruiz, Onwenu, and Filiaga is my next year O-line prediction. I can see Caesar at center. Yeah, you're going left to right. So Grant, Ben, Caesar, Mike, and Chuck. Or Runyon. John Runyon Jr. Maybe Eluzio. Left to right, 2018, says Andrew Pearson Thompson. This is his offensive line forecast. Newsom, Bredesen, Ruiz, Onwenu, Filiaga, or Runyon. Yep, that's pretty solid. I agree with that. Mike Zabrowski. Yeah, Josh Ross. Why haven't I not mentioned Josh Ross? He said, Mike Zabrowski said, I saw Ross flatten somebody on a kickoff against Cincinnati when I was there. He's going to be a monster too. Yeah. And they call him Lil B. And if you watched his brother, James was just a quiet, kind of like a quiet presence. You know what I mean? Hard hitter. Like, he kind of in the same light as like Delano Hill. Delano Hill really didn't talk a whole lot. And you could tell, like, I mean, I'm not saying that he was uncomfortable, but some guys just like being in the camera, in the spotlight more. Some guys like having it's fun for them, I'm sure. They're big time college athletes and they get a ton of attention. I think for a guy like Delano Hill, I never really got that vibe. He was pretty funny though, I will say this. Last year before the Michigan State game, he said everybody's kind of being PC and everything. Delano Hill's like, yeah, my plan is to get to Brian Lewerke. He said something. There's a video on my YouTube channel. Look it up. Delano Hill, Adam Biggers, Michigan State, and he mentioned something about getting. You don't really hear guys say that kind of stuff all the time by name. Oh, we want to get to their quarterback. We want to do that. No, Delano Hill's like, I want to get to Brian Lewerke. I feel like Watson and Long are placeholders at the other cornerback spot until Ambry's up to speed. I mean that respectfully, though, says Four Masterfuls. That's not out of the realm of possibility. Ambry's really surprised me, guys. You guys know that already. All right, here I was in the beginning of the season, my expectations. Ambry put on some more weight, get a little bit bigger, red shirt, and nope. I was dead wrong on that. All he's doing is, forcing fumbles, recovering fumbles. Playing pretty good for a true freshman. Andrew Pearson Thompson, do you think we'll see Brad Robbins this year? Maybe. And I think this is the week if they're gonna make any type of change, that's not based on injury or something like that later in the year, if they wanna tweak something, say, okay, look, Will, you've had a couple games, we're gonna go with Brad right now. I can see that happening. I'm not saying it will, but I can see that happening. Forrest Clerico, I think Watson has been the best cover corner. Give Hill time. I agree with that. Justin or CJ Mike 1024, LeVert Hill, anyone. He seems to be playing very well. Marcel Woods, is Ruiz redshirting because of the number switch? I do not know, Marcel. Mike Zabrowski says, so much talent, no worries in my mind. I mean, I can tell you this, Marcel, that Caesar was right. I mean, he's in the two deep. I imagine they're going to play him this year. I remember talking with him in spring, and he was, about getting. basically kind of like the transition. And from IMG, he said it really wasn't a big transition in terms of like the discipline, and the game's faster. You know, the guys are better, but as far as, you know, the rhythm and everything, I think Caesar is a pretty smart guy and very talented. So he's going to get a shot. I don't see any reason to put him on the shelf. Because how deep is this offensive line, really? Not super deep from what we've seen during the first 2 weeks. Do you think it's possible for a linebacking unit to be better next year? CJ Mike 1024 wants to know. Yeah. Always. The plan, and with all coaches, and I mean, especially you could point to Jim Harbaugh, because he's always improve, be better today than you were tomorrow, better tomorrow than you were today kind of deal. So if they're not improving, then there's something wrong. But yeah, look at who they have at linebacker right now. Look at who they're recruiting. And again, Anthony and Singleton, those two are going to be pretty good. I feel like sometimes guys got to be patient a little bit. You're not going to see every single, you know. I know last year, I'm eating my words. I mean, what, they rolled out 23 guys, 23 freshmen against Hawaii, or something like that, 22 or 23. And like 24 true freshmen played last year. I mean, I don't know if we're going to see that. That team was deeper last year, for sure, experience-wise. And I think that was just a way to get them acclimated a little bit. But I don't think we're going to see against Air Force, you know, Jim Harbaugh just flooding the field with a true freshman. If the need is there, I don't think they just do it to do it. If they need to, they need to. But these 2016 kids got pretty good experience last year. And the 2016 class, I think, is the class that's really going to push the Wolverines forward. This is the building block. It's Harbaugh's first class. It's all his. That he didn't come in midway through the cycle like in 2015. He kind of just pieced that class together. No disrespect to that class, but he had more time to go and get the 2016 kids. Our fans are always overly excited about the next guy. You know that, Adam, LOL, says four masterfuls. And I understand, too, because, I mean, look at who they're recruiting. You know, do you want to see these guys take the field? Absolutely, I agree. But don't forget the guys who are already there, too. I mean, it's not just, okay, next year the 2017 class is going to, you know, stars of the show. I mean, get used to these 2016 guys. They're sophomores now. I know, they're old news, right? This 2016 class is good. Legit, as the kids say, right? They say it's legit. I'm proving how cool I'm not right now. Mike Zabrowski says, I know this is kind of off topic, but we are still keeping this year's recruiting class stay small. I think it's going to be like a 20-man class. Mike. Marcel Woods, do you think the big-time recruits is waiting to see what Michigan does this year against Penn State and Ohio State? I mean, yeah, I would imagine so. But with a school like Michigan, I don't see... And you could probably cite a couple different schools like this, right? I mean, the brand name is there. I don't think, maybe when it comes down like the high-end guy, you know, like a Rashawn Gary type of guy or something like that. But, I mean, I think Jim Harbaugh in Michigan, the coaching staff, I think that it's more like, look what we're doing, not so much like, hey, you need to see what we're doing. We want to show you this. They're getting attention. They know that. It's working well. Marcel Woods wants to know. Okay, that was his cut. I don't think one game will decide things for Masterfuls. I don't think so either. And maybe for some kids it does. You know, I mean, but then you gotta think of, you know, what are that player's intentions? They want the attention. Go to the big. You know, come make it down to the wire. I'm not a big fan of like these recruiting announcements. I know that it's exciting for the players and everything like that. And I'm getting a little off topic here. There's nothing wrong with the ceremony, but the whole, like, the back and forth stuff and, you know, the drama, you know, waiting, all this stuff. And I just can't, honestly, guys, I do not really get into, oh, man, this kid tweeted something and is he going to flip? And I don't follow recruiting that closely. I follow, like I mentioned, I have some good connections with some big targets. But I can't tell you, you know, the moment where he's visiting right now this weekend and, what I think if you wore a Penn State shirt to football practice and stuff like, you know. Forrest Clerico wants to know, hey, Adam, any chance if Parsons loses an offer from OSU, he comes here. That would be, Forrest, that'd be a question for the recruiting guys. I'm not going to sit here and tell you like I know about every single recruit because I don't. So the guys at like 247, they follow recruiting pretty heavily. Scout, I mean, Sam Webb. If you want to know about recruiting, go ask Sam Webb. That's who I ask. I ask Sam. If I have a question about recruiting, I go to Sam Webb. For Masterfuls, if Michigan doesn't go to the Big Ten Championship but goes to a New Year's Bowl, how would you personally view the season? Just curious. I mean, it's a success. But I know that the Big Ten, it's year three. I know that's kind of like a marker for coaches. And it should be. I think anything short of a Big Ten Championship would be, in Michigan's mind, a disappointment. But I think from a logical standpoint of a solid team, a New Year's Day Bowl is still pretty good. I want to go to Florida or somewhere this winter. So I wouldn't mind going to Pasadena, or, you know, where I would not mind traveling. You know, go to Lucas Oil for the, I love Indianapolis. I used to live there for a year. One of my favorite teachers is from there. Mr. Akers, how's it going? But, New Year's Day Bowl is good. I know Michigan fans want the world right now. And I can tell you that the players in Harbaugh do as well. So, yes. I'm good at this. Long answer to a short question. Yeah, I do think anything less than a Big Ten championship would be disappointing to them because they know the potential. And especially the way last year ended, too. I mean, look, we were talking about this, about the Wolverines as a playoff team. Don Brown versus Sam Darnold could be interesting. Heck yeah, it could, Marcel. And for reference, look at the way Phillips and Beal from Western Michigan. That's what veteran corners can do. That's the level of play I think that, you know, David Long and LeVert Hill are going to get to, and if not better. Darius Phillips at Western Michigan is a hell of a cornerback. All right, guys, I'm going to wrap it up here. We are going on 40 minutes. Sorry. I know I said short. Can I just stop saying that? The next time I do that, please remind me. How many players do you think we have drafted in 2018? Four Masterfuls wants to know. Top of my head. Mason Cole, for sure. I'm trying to think here. It's not going to be 11 drafted and like 8. Undrafted free agents, but Mason Cole will get drafted. I think Mike McCray will probably get drafted. CJ Mike says 10-24, take it easy. Four Masterful says 5. Who are your 5 then? I think Wilton Spate gets drafted if he has a big year, so that's 3 off the top of my head right now. Ty Isaac will get drafted. And Maybe Patrick Kugler as an undrafted free agent. Patrick's had a pretty good start. Guys were really speaking highly of him throughout camp too. Jim Harbaugh said, I think he mentioned it with Mason Cole too, coach on the field attitude. I believe he referenced Patrick. Yeah, Mo Hurst. What? I forgot Mo. Duh. Yeah, Andrew Pearson Thompson. So what, guys? That's 6. Cole, McCray, Hurst, Isaac Wilton says 4 Masterfuls. Cole, McCray, Hurst, Isaac Wilton. That's 5. And I threw in Kugler. I think maybe Patrick gets a shot. And before anybody says Rashawn Gary, he's not eligible yet. Next year. Then he's gone. Enjoy this season with Rashawn. Enjoy next season with Rashawn because he's gone. Monet, maybe. Yeah, I could see Monet. Khalid Hill, Khalid Hill for sure. Khalid's like one of the most complete, I think, fullbacks, maybe complete players in college football if you look at what he can do. Really athletic. We saw those shoestring grabs last year. He can run, he can catch, he can block. Goal line specialist, again, body length, bam, touchdown, Khalid Hill. How'd I forget him? So, yeah, definitely Khalid. Yeah, 4 Masterfuls. Andrew Pearson Thompson just hopped you for the comment of the day. I'm sorry, man. Nice job, Andrew. At least 5, at the most 7. I mean, I think that's fair. But I didn't think there were going to be 19. I thought last year there'd be probably eight guys drafted and maybe like three or four undrafted free agents. I guess I just didn't. Maybe I didn't do enough homework. Maybe I didn't give enough credit. And everybody from that draft class is still there. I was watching Ryan Glasgow last night in the Bengals game, and he had a couple nice plays. Everybody but Kenny Allen. Kenny Allen got cut by the Baltimore Ravens, but he will find a job in the NFL. Kenny's a really good punter. But everybody else is there. So I guess maybe I undervalued that draft class. I don't know. I don't want to say I undervalued it, but again, I didn't. If you were going to tell me that 19 guys from last year's team were going to end up in the NFL, Mike McCray said it. He told me, he said half the seniors he bet when I asked him. Mike Sabrowski says, my Bengals are rough. I was watching it for Ryan Glasgow. Four Masterfuls. Okay, I'm gone. Thanks for the chat on here and replying to us on Twitter. No problem, Four Masterfuls. I'm gonna get out of here too, guys. I'm gonna eat some lunch. I'm actually if you get a chance, check out Kevin McShann's podcast. He does a really good job. Lions, Michigan. He talks about all kinds of Detroit sports. He's a good friend of mine from Windsor. He's actually coming in today with his friend Alan. We're gonna go eat and probably take some pictures of our food, maybe. I don't know if Kevin likes to do that. We just take pictures of us every time, and we go to Applebee's. Good show. Talk to you later. Thanks, guys. Again, follow me on Twitter at AdamBiggers81. Follow FanRag Sports at FanRag_U and at FanRag Sports, FanRagSports.com. You can listen to Sports in the Mitten on iTunes and Google Play and FanRag Sports Blog Talk Radio channel. And of course, like and subscribe to my channel. You're watching it right now. Tell everybody you know. Watch the show. And help spread the word. We're really picking up, guys. I've been really impressed. I've seen some of the numbers. The live streams are pretty good. The downloads on iTunes and Blog Talk Radio really it's really picked up kind of faster than I thought. So again, and happy birthday to Sean Brown, my baseball. Yeah, baby. Have a good day, guys. Thanks.